T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends. What day is it? Wednesday? It's Wednesday.
Don't ask me. I'm not good with dates.
You are not.
Don't
Chris and Amy, welcome
me.
In. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Until 12 o'clock today, then it's the Gas House Gang talking sports at that hour. Up until then, man, we're going to have a whole lot of fun. 314-436-7900. Call and text. Listen to us on the Odyssey app if you're not listening on 104.1 FM or even 1120 AM. And from the Odyssey app, you can send us voice messages. Super easy to do if you have some thoughts, questions, whatever. Maybe you'll get to hear yourself on the air. And you can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Jamaica waking up to severe flooding, no electricity. There's all sorts of devastation on the island, still trying to get a toll of just how bad it is. We expect to visit with AccuWeather, with an AccuWeather meteorologist at 10 o'clock today to get the latest.
And you're never going to believe this. More sheriff news.
What?
More sheriff news. Allegedly, some of the allegations brought against the sheriff, he is not denying, and those allegations might be enough just for him to be removed from his job. Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, joins us in studio at 9:30.
Well, you won't believe this. The Blues, yeesh, again, they lose to the Red Wings last night.
Not great.
Yuck.
It's not great.
What's happening, man?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
At what point do we stop saying, oh, it's early?
I think we stopped saying that.
Okay,
People are already panicking.
I know that we do the thing where, and it's happened a couple of different times. It has happened where they've gotten off to a bad start and things ended up just fine. For example, the Stanley Cup year. I get it. You know, they won a Stanley Cup after being, what, in last place in December? So it's possible for this to turn around. I know last year they had a bit of a resurgence because they needed a 12-game winning streak in order to get back into playoff contention, which is great. You can't count on that every year, and you can't just dismiss it and say, oh, it's fine, they get off the slow starts, and they're going to be okay. I mean, yeah, all right. It's not like they are 0-9 right now. You know, it's not that bad. But it is still a little concerning that they are playing such lousy hockey at this point, and it has gotten off to this start, considering the team we thought they were going into the season.
The expectations were high. I mean, we all know that. And it is a skilled team, and going into the season, not only were we talking about high expectations for the team in general, but also pointing out specific aspects of this team that we thought would be at the top of the league, like the goaltending tandem with Jordan Binnington and Joel Hofer. Our defensive core how we would be a tough team, that we were solid at least on the blue line. We had some great goal scorers. And what's happening is every single part of the Blues game, whether it's, you know, goaltending, defense, power play, penalty kill, it is falling apart. It's broken. It looks broken. This team has given up more goals than any other team in the National Hockey League. I think they're tied for last with the Calgary Flames.
Yeah,
they've given up a lot of goals, 44 goals.
Their goals against one of the worst in the league.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
you know,
and
it's,
you start to feel like it is, it looks easy for their opponents to score. It just does. You don't have a lot of confidence. They're giving up. What's weird, and Coach Jim Montgomery brought this up yesterday, the number of grade A scoring chances that they're giving up is insane. And that was something they prided themselves on, is not giving up those grade A scoring chances. Last night, they gave up four, and all four turned into goals for the Detroit Red Wings. They look disorganized. Jim Montgomery also brought up, he kind of was trying to figure out how to say it. He said during the press conference after the game last night that it's like the team doesn't know where the other guy is going. They don't know where the puck is going. They don't know where their line mates are going. They don't know where they're supposed to go. Everyone is on a different page of whatever book they're on this season. Everyone's on a different page. And it's unlike anything I've ever seen. And I still believe it's not illustrative of the skill level of this team. This is not, well, you've got, you know, bad players that you're developing. That's not what this is. Something is broken. I don't know how to fix it. Jeremy Rutherford had a piece this morning in The Athletic pointing out, well, do you look at the core? Because some of these core guys, as we mentioned yesterday, were there for Craig Berube and Drew Bannister and Jim Montgomery. Doesn't seem like Jim Montgomery is going to go. Some of your core guys, like a Robert Thomas, like a Jordan Kyrou, like a Pavel Buchnevich, they've all got no trade clauses. So for the most part, unless Doug Armstrong surprises somebody or is able to pull something off, I mean, your core guys are going to remain.
Well, let me ask this question. Are we at a point where, and again, I don't know if this is happening or not. I don't know what the dynamic is in the locker room. Is this the sort of thing where it is beyond coaching and it's really on team leadership, player leadership, like Braden Schenn? Is it time for some asses to get kicked by your peers? You know what I mean? Is that,
yeah.
Are we there? Is that part of the issue?
I think we're there. Yeah, this is broken enough. This is not a rough start. This is weird. And I said the only thing I really have right now,
It's not unlucky. This is not an unlucky first couple of weeks.
No, but do you know what it is? It's they're playing terribly and they've been unlucky. It's the weirdest thing. Even Coach Jim Montgomery said last night, and he was not making excuses, they were going to lose these games. However, he said he's never seen so many bad bounces in his life go against a team. And that's how I feel. I mean, even Detroit's first goal last night, the shot from the point from the Red Wings was going 5 feet wide. It hits Justin Falk's skate at the last minute and goes in. And so I'm not making an excuse. I'm saying it is so bad because the team is broken and they have bad luck. So it looks insane right now. But I don't have answers. What I have are analogies, like we always say, analogies are like toupees. They best serve their purpose from a distance, but don't hold up under close inspection. But I was almost, if you've seen the movie Space Jam, which Matt Pajeski has not, the Monstars take the Toon Squad's talent,
yes,
and the game just like gets out of hand because the Monstars have stolen the talent from the Toon Squad. That's what it looks like when the Blues have started some of these games. As obnoxious of an analogy as that is, that's how it feels, and that's why it's head scratching. It's baffling. Jim Montgomery said their lack of defense is shocking. That was his word. It's shocking. And partly because these players are better than that. And I get it. People listening going, well, they're not. If they were better, they'd be playing better. I understand the frustration. This is a better team. I don't understand what's broken right now because it is like the whole chain is broken.
wouldn't expect anything dramatic to happen. There's not going to be a coaching change. There's a, you know, you're not going to make a personnel move, a serious personnel move. That's not going to happen. This is a matter of that collection of guys is just going to have to start playing better. And I, you know, and there's no real quick fix for that. It might be that they might have to get a big break during the course of a game, win a game, maybe win something in overtime, and then hope that that propels them. I don't know. You know, and then you point back weeks later and say that was the moment. Things turned around for us. I don't know. I mean, I think it seems like everybody's at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us watching are certainly at a loss. So, and the people down there are at a loss right now.
Because we know what the ceiling is. If you mentioned the goals against average, we know Joel Hofer has had a terrible start. He is a better goaltender than that. And we look at Jordan Binnington. We know what he can do. We watched him win a Stanley Cup. We watched him win the Four Nations Cup against the best players in the world. You know, his ceiling is so high. As Braden Schenn pointed out, the Blues have, their defense has left him out to dry, left the goaltenders out to dry. Jordan Binnington had to make several breakaway saves last night alone. And I will say this about the one player who is trying to turn things around. Braden Schenn is doing everything he can. He was at the opening faceoff last night, was trying to get into a fight with Sherratt, with Ben Sherratt, and Sherratt didn't want to go. And then 45 seconds later, Schenn scores. But Schenn is literally trying to get into fights.
So he's doing his job.
He's hitting everyone that he can. He's scoring goals, or he did last night. He's a bit behind, I guess, overall. But Montgomery even said that Braden Schenn is doing so much trying to lift up the team and lead the team, sometimes to the detriment of his own game, because he is doing anything he can to get the guys going.
So and
one,
captain,
one guy,
you know,
it, but if you're not getting buy-in, one guy can't do it. You got to have some other leaders on your team
absolutely
who are willing to go with Braden Schenn, because yes, the captain is doing his job, but it can't be just one guy.
You
can't leave him out to dry.
Talk about this on the Gas House Gang, Tom Ackerman and me at 12 o'clock. We will continue that discussion. Meanwhile, the baseball's been good. World Series is tied up, and we kind of thought, we actually talked about this yesterday with Bernie Miklas, and Bernie and I had the same sort of feel that once the Dodgers won game three, that it was just going to be sort of floodgates, and they were going to run away, not run away, but end this thing very quickly.
How do you recover from it?
Yeah. Well, Blue Jays did it. They tied the series. So, and fairly decidedly last night. So the World Series is good. The hockey is bad. We'll talk about all of it on the Gas House Gang today. Sean Malone is going to join us at 9:30 from the KMOX newsroom. His crusade against my sheriff continues, and there's a development. We will talk about that with him. It's a witch hunt, and it has been for weeks now. This guy won't leave my sheriff alone.
Unbelievable.
And midday midlife, we will talk about elder care. So maybe you've got a parent that it's about that time where you have to start thinking about what happens next for them and, you know, taking care of them. We're going to talk to an elder care attorney, an expert on that, later on in the show. That'll be at 11:30. So a lot coming up today. Thanks for sticking it out with us. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can always text us at 314-436-7900 as this diligent but unhurried texter did. Texted this morning, Amy, on 10/21/25, so 8 days ago, you stated that the clock rollback this year was to occur on 11/8/25. It will occur this weekend on 11/2/25. How you came up with 11/8/25 is unknown. All you had to do was Google for the info. Please inform your radio audience of your error. Thanks. Well, I don't have to because you just did, so thank you. Not sure why it took 9 days to text that
in. I appreciate that person taking notes.
I do, but 9 days behind is pretty late. Do you think he's like texting in to other shows and organizations and writing letters to them and he's just behind? You know what I mean? It's a clerical delay. Also, I do actually really appreciate that. We were guessing. We were off the top of our heads talking about when the clocks would roll back, and I just guessed. And as soon as I said the 8th, I didn't know if that was right or not. The only reason I guessed that is because there's always this marathon that day, and you always turn the clocks back. I've run that marathon like 9 times the next day. So obviously they can move the date of the marathon. But yeah, it was just a guess. But thank you for correcting the error. I appreciate it.
Very good.
Do you appreciate Cracker Barrel?
I have a very neutral feeling about Cracker Barrel.
Well, thank you.
It's fine.
Okay.
It was fine before the redesign. It was fine after.
Well, Cracker Barrel mess isn't over yet.
No.
Piece in the Wall Street Journal. It says it took just a week for Cracker Barrel to go back to its, quote, old-timer logo after a new streamlined version sparked the political firestorm. 2 months later, Ronj, it's been 2 months since Cracker Barrel Gate, and it's been 2 months, and they're still dealing with the fallout from the Cracker Barrel changes, and the new chief executive has had to... They say change everything from the logo down to even like how they make their green beans that has been affected. But you're never going to believe this about the outrage. The complaints about Cracker Barrel came in a wave. Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and conservative activist Robbie Starbuck shared posts accusing Cracker Barrel's CEO of being woke. The online anger, Cracker Barrel was partly stoked by fake social media accounts, according to three firms that monitor and research online activity. So, Cracker Barrel hired a Washington, D.C.-based company to better understand the online conversation. The consultants found that 32% to 37% of the online activity criticizing Cracker Barrel in the days after its logo announcement was fueled by fake accounts, with at least two groups of bots driving the outrage.
That is not surprising at all. However, the disheartening thing about it is that means two-thirds of the outrage was still real. And that includes the president. The president talking about woke is dead. He said literally woke is dead in response to Cracker Barrel changing their logo. He did so on social media. You had Byron Donalds running with it. Fox News ran with it like it was the biggest crisis of the year, which
but
is just...
That's the point, though, is that outrage was real, but Fox News and Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., they got played by bots that were intentionally designed to make doofuses angry. Like, sorry, lack of a better term, there's a book called The Most Human Human by Brian Christian. He took the Turing test, which is based on Alan Turing's prediction that in so many years we would be talking to AI, talking to computers, and we wouldn't know if we're talking to a human or if we're talking to a computer. And the human that has the most humans voting, yes, I think that's a person, is the most human human. The computer, the most human computer. Guess what it is that tricks humans the most into think that they are talking to another human? Anger and outrage. It is not that AI becomes so smart and nuanced and humorous and empathetic that we think the computers are human. It's the fact that as humans, when we become angry and outraged, our intellect drops and we become more like machines. To me, that is so profound and so indicative of social media outrage. They got played.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't know if it's that they got played more than it is they saw an opportunity to fan flames. I think they like any opportunity they get to go after anything they deem to be woke, even though they can't even really define what woke means. That's so I think they saw this, it's a redesign, and obviously they're doing this because they've got some woke agenda now, so we have to push back against that. And I think people like Trump and Byron Donalds and J.D. Vance, they love it. They love any opportunity because they know people will eat it up. I have a question, though. I need somebody to explain to me what the weirdos at Steak and Shake are doing.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Because we were talking about this weeks ago, back in August, when this whole thing started. And I mentioned that Steak and Shake's gone a little righty for some reason. Like, weird.
What?
Right-wing. Their Steak...
On Twitter?
Oh, my God. Their Twitter really? Account, they are still tweeting about Cracker Barrel. Steak and Shake's official Twitter account for weeks, months now, has been tweeting about Cracker Barrel. They did it as of 2 days ago, even. Still tweeting about it. And multiple times tweeted they need to fire the CEO of Cracker Barrel. Why is Steak and Shake taking on this thing? What is going on there?
Do you think, like, what if some rando at Steak and Shake got access to the account? Steak and Shake's not keeping tabs on their Twitter.
Well, somebody better be, because their Twitter account person is a weirdo. Like, they are absolutely obsessed with Cracker Barrel. Still, literally 2 days ago, they tweeted about it.
What did they say?
Hold on, I got to go back and find it now. It's not going to make sense because they're retweeting something else, which I would have to read. But they are trying to get the CEO, Julie Messino, fired again because they've been doing this for weeks now. Cracker Barrel has failed by any measure, whether against the competition or SNS. Why are you... What kind of business does that? Have you ever seen a... Like, we've seen Twitter accounts, social media accounts of companies, businesses, whatever, be funny. Like, they'll make jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, Moon Pie or whatever that was really funny. Wendy's has been funny. But this, like... I don't get this. I don't understand why a Twitter account for a fast food restaurant is attacking another restaurant consistently.
Maybe surprisingly, Cracker Barrel is Steak and Shake's biggest competitor, and Steak and Shake is sad that they've had to close so many locations, and so they don't really care. They're just bitter, and they got to take shots. You yourself have said...
Yeah, but be funny.
Ronj, you this yourself have said...
They're actually asking for a CEO to be fired.
Well, maybe... Didn't you say if you blow out someone else's candle, makes yours shine a little more brightly?
Yeah, but if you're a business, just be funny about it. These wackadoodles at Steak and Shake can get lost.
Now Steak and Shake's going to go out of business.
Good. You're going to do this on your Twitter account?
So
you probably
sad.
Deserve it. That's stupid.
I don't want any more empty Steak and Shake skeletons. I feel like there's a lot of those around.
Yeah. By the way,
it's going to be a dispensary.
Where does Steak and Shake?
It's going to be a dispensary now.
Yeah, it will. Where does Steak and Shake get off criticizing Cracker Barrel when Steak and Shake closes stores all around the country
Sad.
Every damn year?
Let's just get along.
What in the hell?
Get along.
Well, tell SNS first.
SNS. Oh,
Steak and Shake. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, a guy who's been just on a crusade of his own He's on a Steak and Shake anti-Cracker Barrel crusade, but this, his Cracker Barrel is my sheriff. Alfred Montgomery, it's Sean Malone, KMOX news reporter. He joins us next as there is a development in that case.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, this isn't nice. This is not nice at all. Chris and Amy show 104.1 FM KMOX, and you can text the show at 314-436-7900. And a texter says, Alfred Montgomery for president 2028. It's a very grassroots situation at this point. And you know what? Mr. Montgomery might have time for that, from what I am told. We are now joined by Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, who has been covering Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's saga. It's been... Are you okay?
Yeah, the microphone's
not... Oh, the microphone's not working?
Well, first, right when we started, it flipped upside down, so I tried to pull it up, and now it's just, as I'm talking, very slowly dipping.
Well,
so.
Seems like Alfred Montgomery's political career seems to be going the same...
You loosened this before I came in, didn't you? It's like, you know what?
Oh,
we've got the YouTube,
right.
We've got the Facebook Live, we've got the Twitter. This is how I'm going to get back at Sean. Little victories at a time.
Little victories.
Just every few minutes, adjust this microphone.
He's right. Sean's right. This is you've already launched a smear campaign against Sean. Now you're sabotaging his interviews.
Well, you know,
and yet I keep coming back.
He is sabotaging my sheriff. So what is the latest here, Sean?
Well, the latest is, if the attorney general has their way, Chris, your campaign to defend the sheriff could come to an end, because the sheriff's tenure potentially today...
Can I still fundraise,
could come to
though?
An end. I guess, for the at least the 2028 presidential campaign, no one's stopping you. It's a free country. But Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's legal team is back in court today with the attorney general's legal team for a motion hearing ahead of the November 18th trial in the Quoboronto case. One of the motions that will be put forward by the attorney general's office today is a motion of summary judgment, where their argument is basically there are facts in this case that the defense, the sheriff's team, does not deny that warrant his removal from office. We don't even need to have a trial. They're agreeing that this is happening, and so they're moving forward with it. They can move forward and basically say, yeah, we don't need the trial if the judge agrees and says these facts are sufficient to say that you should no longer be the sheriff in the city of St. Louis. That could be it. And then the sheriff would be removed from office.
So it could... That's at 11 o'clock today.
11 o'clock
and
today.
And we could know as quickly as that. And all of those trials...
I imagine it won't happen right at 11.
So a decision won't be made
in.
Then, right?
But I mean, this morning it could be made?
It could happen today. He could rule from the bench. With how the judge has approached this, and he's been wanting to take his time as quickly as possible, if that makes sense. You know, he's been saying the entire time, we need to have a trial. We need to see evidence. And we'll see if they get to present evidence today. But I imagine it would have to be pretty striking evidence and a pretty compelling case from the attorney general for the judge, who, again, has said the entire time, we need to see evidence, to just, with his gut reaction from the bench, make that decision to remove the sheriff. He could. But he also could, just as judges tend to do, take it under advisement, weigh on it for a little bit, think about it, and then come back at some unknown time later with a ruling of, yes, the quo warranto is successful. I have agreed that what the sheriff has done does warrant his removal from office. So that could happen as soon as today. If it happens today, I think I'd be a little surprised with something as serious as this. I think the judge is going to want to take some consideration of it. But, I mean, like I said, there's a chance if they make a compelling case, the attorney general's office, and the judge says, yeah, I've seen enough to convince me, we could see the sheriff removed from office.
And again, if he does get removed from office, all this trial stuff, all that goes away.
Yeah, there would be no point, at least with the quo warranto trial. Now, there's still the criminal trial on the federal side where the the feds, first the misdemeanor, then upgrade to felony charges when he allegedly used a burner phone to orchestrate some kind of retribution against employees who spoke to the feds. So there's still the possibility of that. He's not off the hook there. He would just not be the sheriff of the city of St. Louis while sitting behind bars. He would just then be Alfred Montgomery sitting behind bars.
So because he is behind bars, and they've got the interim sheriff, does he have any influence on the office right now at all? Is there communication? Is there anything?
It's hard to say. I haven't caught up with the interim sheriff in a while, at least not since Sheriff Montgomery was first put behind bars. I know at that time it was about a day later, and in those 24 hours, Yosef Yashurala, the interim sheriff, said he had not communicated with Sheriff Alfred Montgomery at that point. Could that have changed since then? Certainly. The attorneys for the sheriff also work in the sheriff's office, so it very easily could have, in a conversation with Judge David Mason, his attorney, turned around and said, hey, let's do X, Y, and Z now. Or Judge Mason says, hey, here's the latest happenings here. Sheriff says, okay, do X, Y, and Z. There's still mechanisms for it, but I don't know for a fact if he's actually running the sheriff's department from behind bars or how much say he has in what's been happening in the day-to-days since.
It behind bars.
What I would really like to know is if the sheriff in jail right now, is it a situation like in the movie My Blue Heaven, where Steve Martin is the former mob guy, Vinny, and he's in witness relocation, and he goes to jail at one point during the movie, and he just opens the cell door for himself and walks around like he lives there.
I don't think so.
Is it like that?
I don't know. And here's the thing. The feds don't disclose where their detainees are being held.
Oh, so we don't even know where he's at?
We don't know where he's at. So,
So we don't know where he's at. Just hypothetically, what would quote unquote running the sheriff's office from jail look like?
I guess it would just kind of like what I explained, is either over the phone, FaceTime calls, if that jail facility has that technology available to do something like that, daily conversations with, your attorneys who also help run the office, or the interim sheriff. You talk with him, and just telling them what to do. Now, again, this goes back to a point that we've harped on numerous times of, it's not a huge responsibility, the sheriff, at the end of the day. It's keeping the courthouses secure. Once that's kind of going smoothly, it's not like a lot really needs to change, especially in just a matter of a few days. Now, months go by and you start losing staff over time if some leave, or, you need to have this event coming up. They just had their big land tax sale on actually the day the sheriff found out that he was going to jail. They had that. So that's out of the way as well. So, it's not like anything huge has really come up in the few weeks since.
And I'm guessing the interim sheriff has not said, or maybe hasn't.
When I spoke to him the day after, he said he hasn't. Yeah. I haven't spoken to him since the day after Sheriff Montgomery went behind bars.
Now, we know that several members of the Board of Aldermen have said that they believe the sheriff should step down. They've also said that if slash when he does, it should be their prerogative to select the next sheriff. We also know Governor Mike Kehoe has said, well, I will work with the mayor in selecting the next sheriff. Is there any clarity at all about the next step, assuming the sheriff is no longer sheriff at 5 p.m. today, on who would choose that next sheriff?
Not yet. And we will find out if and when the sheriff is removed from office.
Well, Ronge.
One thing I do want to throw in as a disclaimer, though, I'm skeptical the judge will remove the sheriff from office from this motion, just because the last hearing we had, and granted, this is before the sheriff was had his bond revoked, but this is while he was on house arrest and charged with felony charges. The judge said numerous times, we need to have a trial. I will not remove him ahead of a trial. So as I said, I'm skeptical that we see it happen, but there is the possibility it happens today if the evidence is presented is enough to convince Judge Omer otherwise. And maybe the sheriff sitting behind bars currently and not just on house arrest with a bond hearing coming up a few days later. Maybe that is the difference.
Well, Sean, my question is, what are you going to do if he is removed from office? Like, will you feel a sense
of... What are you going to do?
Will you feel a sense of accomplishment but also sadness because there is no more... There's nothing
left
to do.
Because the joy was in the pursuit?
Yeah, the joy's in the pursuit.
What's going to be your
like
campaign?
Like the dog chasing the car.
What's
I have no idea.
Who are you going to try to save next?
I hope
it's not me, because you tried to save the mall and it didn't work.
Oh,
you tried to save the sheriff and it didn't work.
We failed so hard on saving Chesterfield Mall. We really...
Six Flags. I'm going to save Six Flags along with Travis Kelce and whoever that group is.
Oh. Going to start shorting Six Flags stock.
He also would like a matte finish on the highways. And
that's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Sean, anything else that we should keep our eye on in this fine city of ours?
Off the top of my head at the moment, nothing comes to mind, but when it does, you can assure I'll be here with you guys, and Ron will give me a hard time about it.
And like we said, too, like we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out today about this sheriff. We mentioned the Board of Aldermen saying they have the right to select the new sheriff. I brought up the governor and the mayor, and that is because the Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, has said, well, this is the governor's job to select the sheriff.
To keep in mind, a quick turnaround for an election for a sheriff. There would have to be one within 10 Tuesdays of the office becoming vacant. So in... Couple months from now, we could have another sheriff selection, and I don't know the legality of it, but I mean, maybe there's a possibility we could see an Alfred Montgomery 2026 campaign come up.
Maybe I could run.
Ronji for sheriff?
Yeah. Do you have to have law enforcement training or
not? Montgomery didn't.
You do need some kind of certification, I think.
What
I could
if you
be wrong
lie about
on that
it,
off the top of my head.
Didn't Montgomery maybe perhaps
there were some questions whether or not he lied about his resume and where he went to college and things like that. So, you know, it's funny how there's been so much drama around the sheriff's department in, again, the not even 11 or 10 full months he has been in office.
Insane.
That some of those small things from the campaign of, you know, was he mistruthful about his education and background and things like that? That's fallen by the wayside because now there's actual criminal implications from some of his actions.
What I do know for sure is that if you have done anything suspect, if you're a member of city government, city leadership, you're doing anything to benefit yourself and not the city, Sean Malone's going to find out.
And Ronji will be there
Sean
to defend
Malone,
you.
Sean Malone. And I will be there to defend you. I am on your side of the opportunists.
When Ronj runs for sheriff, you can say he went to Illinois State, got his degree in sheriffology.
And he promises to make the highways matte black.
That's right.
I do believe this is a under the purview of the sheriff.
It is the highway finish.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, do you want high gloss, semi
gloss,
or matte?
No gloss.
No gloss.
No, it's too damn shiny. You ever try to drive west or east in a rush hour?
I do have a story. Anybody who is driven to Gray Summit off Highway 100, Manchester Road turns into Highway 100, and they are repaving and they're adding J turns and they've widened the lanes. And you know those reflective flaps, like the post-it stickers?
Yeah.
First of all, They've been blown asunder. They're all over the road. There are no lines, and they used the highest gloss finish. I I have no idea how there aren't more accidents in Wildwood right now. I know those roads. I grew up out there, and it took everything I had not to just drive off the road because I didn't know where the road was, or to drive into oncoming traffic. When I say it's impossible, I just, anyone who is driving out to Gray Summit, Franklin County, the Wildwood area, high gloss finish.
You know what? I'm
high gloss with post-it notes, reflective post-it notes on the road.
Tell you what, for St. Louis City Sheriff will fix that.
Yes.
I am changing my, right now as I'm listening to this, I'm changing my platform.
Yeah.
We are now going to make all roads out of disco ball.
That's so reflective.
It's going to be real. Exactly. It's going to be, we're going to make it a real challenge. Sean Malone, appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you so much. That is Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom visiting with us. Did you see this? Is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Okay, Ronj, I just found out this fact, so I might be late to the party. But did you hear about the connection between Brad Paisley performing the national anthem, the U.S. national anthem, and World Series games?
No, I saw a post about Brad Paisley yesterday.
Yes,
I didn't pay attention.
Why?
Yeah.
Here's why. There have now been two World Series games that have lasted 18 innings. And Brad Paisley performed the U.S. national anthem at both of them.
Okay.
He did it at Monday night's 18-inning game between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And he was also the U.S. national anthem singer in 2018.
Well,
isn't that wild?
Yeah, it really is.
That must have been wild.
Do you like Brad Paisley?
I don't really listen to that type of country music, but I do appreciate the song "I'm Gonna Miss Her."
You know, Brad Paisley is a pretty good guitarist.
Also,
pretty good guitar player.
Married to Kimberly Paisley, the daughter and father of the bride. Kimberly Paisley.
You
Williams
are right.
Paisley.
The actor, the actress.
Yes.
You are absolutely correct.
And she's adorable.
Yeah, that's good pull.
Well,
very, very good.
Her sister is a Hallmark actress.
Oh, that's why you know.
Well, no, but I knew that anyway.
So the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, floated, and this has been kind of going on for a couple of years. This has been out there, but he floated the idea of expanding the NFL season moving forward.
Yeah.
They've gone from 16 games to the last several seasons. They've been at 17 games. Well, he had floated the idea of 18 games, saying there is wide appetite for this. And I've heard a lot of pushback from fans who say, look, guys are getting injured enough as it is. You're going to add another game to the schedule, then that's really going to ramp up the injuries. Well, apparently, that's not a popular opinion. A Quinnipiac poll done recently surveying NFL fans, they think that there should be an expansion of the season. 60% of respondents say that the NFL should go to an 18-game schedule.
Is that because fans are not the ones playing?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. It's because if you're really watching the sport and you're thinking about it, like, you wouldn't want to subject these guys to another regular season game. It is so taxing on the body as it is.
It's so taxing, and the injuries. This was last year, and I've lost all the punch from the statement because I don't have the exact facts, but some percentage, like only one-third of the starting quarterbacks were starting their respective games just a handful of weeks into the season.
Right. And even though the rules are there to protect quarterbacks,
yeah,
and they've been more stringent. So they've done things like change the kickoff rules so it's not two teams running full speed at each other from 50 yards away. So there are fewer injuries there, but they've done a lot of other things. Like they've put in the targeting rules so that players aren't going for the head. You know, you're not getting as many concussions. So there have been some safety measures put into place. But I think another game is, as much as I would love for there to be an extra regular season game, I just hope it doesn't result in more injuries and more devastating injuries.
Yeah, I worry about it. The NHL is also expanding, I believe, to 84 games next season, but they've had some mitigating rules as well with the icing, you know, the automatic icing, because guys were racing full speed. How fast is full speed in the NHL? Well, they can hit 30, 35 miles an hour skating down the ice. And I remember being at Enterprise when Kevin Fiala on an icing, like caught an edge or something, and went straight legged into the end boards.
Yep.
His femur snapped. When I say Enterprise, 20,000 people went silent, yep. and you could hear him yelling on the ice. Was yep. one of the most horrific, haunting experiences I've had. And so the injuries, Ronge, the professional sports are getting faster and bigger. You do have to protect these guys.
And another thing, Michael Jordan just did an interview with Mike Tirico recently, and one of the things they talked about was in the NBA, load management has been a buzz term that we've heard a lot about over the last several years, that players are just taking nights off so that they can stay fresh for the playoffs. And as you can imagine, an old school guy like Jordan, who is arguably the best to ever play the game, and there are some people think it's LeBron, he said, you know, you play for 2.5-3 hours a day. What are you doing for the other 21 hours? Get yourself ready for the next game. That you shouldn't be taking days off because people pay money for tickets to see you play. So, you know, I understand wanting to be safer, wanting to be out there more often, but there is a fine line.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.